Okay, thank you, Christina. I understand we're now recording, and this is a webinar for the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. And this working group has been working for a couple of years on the development of a framework of interpretation of the policies and guidelines relating to delegations and redelegations of country code top-level domains. It follows on from the work of the delegation-redelegation working group, which reviewed the decisions made by ICANN relating to their decisions since 1998 on delegations and redelegations of CCTLDs. And that working group highlighted a number of issues that deserved some further attention and clarification. So the Framework of Interpretation Working Group was established to provide colour and depth to the policies and guidelines. And the hope is that the framework will be able to be put forward with the CCNSO and Government Advisory Committee blessing to the ICANN board, and if it comes from the GAC as well, that would mean that it becomes binding on the ICANN board to follow the framework, which is our hope that all parties will be happy with it. We have a presentation, for the record, my name's Keith Davidson, I'm the chair of the working group, for this webinar, the main presentation will be done by Bernard Turcotte. Bernard has been contracted by ICANN to provide support to this working group, as well as some other tasks, has been also the staff support for the previous delegations, redelegations working group. So without any further ado, Bernie, the floor is yours, and you have a presentation to step us through. Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. All right, everyone, welcome to the FOI Working Group webinar, which we prepared for the Buenos Aires, Argentina, November 2013 meeting. In this presentation, the outline will be the scope of the working group, the process we follow in our work, the topics for interpretation, and the details of the revocation, which has been our latest topic, which we've been working on. The scope is very succinct. It's the applicable policies and guidelines, that is RFC 1591, and the GAC Principles 2005, that is Government Advisory Committee Principles, which deal with CCTLDs. The Framework of Interpretation, as Keith mentioned, is there to add color and depth to existing policies and guidelines. What's out of scope is changing applicable policies or guidelines and the IANA functions contract, including contract implementation issues or procedures. The process. The working group prepares draft sets of interpretations for a specific topic in an interim report, example, the consent report. The working group undertakes a public consultation on the draft interpretation. After this public consultation, the working group reviews the comments and input from the public consultation. And from that, the working group prepares a final report of interpretation for a topic. The GAC and the CCNSO support for the final report for all topics. Support from both communities is required. Submission of the final report to the ICANN board by the CCNSO will include confirmation of support by GAC and the CCNSO, and a framework and its associated recommendations. Initially, in the process when it was developed, there was some thinking around submitting interpretations one at a time, it quickly became obvious that that would not work, and that we should concentrate on completing all our work, packaging that together into a final report, getting that approved by the CCNSO and the GAC, and then presenting that to the ICANN board. The topics for interpretation, which were clearly set out in the mandate from this working group and as described by Keith, were the result of the delegation redelegations working group previous to this one. The first topic is consent for delegation and redelegation requests. The final report for this is complete. Significantly interested parties, SIP, the working group has completed its public consultation on this. There were some comments. We have not completed the work on this, and we will be returning to this after our work on revocation. Revocation or unconsented redelegation. The working group has reached a consensus on draft recommendations for the revocation of the delegation of a CCTLD, and the public consultation is ongoing. Comprehensive glossary is being developed as we go, since terms are being evolved with our interpretation of things. Finally, there are recommendations for IANA reports on delegation and redelegation. The working group will begin this work after completing the framework of interpretation on the other topics. Our main focus today is on unconsented redelegation and what the FOI working group has come to call revocation. And here we're going to explain why we've moved from unconsented redelegation to revocation as a term. Historically, as noted in the DRD working group report, changing the manager of a CCTLD without the approval of the incumbent manager has been generally referred to as an unconsented redelegation. There is no policy basis in RFC 1591 to support unconsented redelegations. The only policy basis for removing an incumbent CCTLD manager is revocation. To avoid further misconception, the FOI working group has renamed this topic revocation. Moving on to the results of our work in revocation. RFC 1591 identifies three mechanisms available to the IANA operator to deal with CCTLDs: delegation, transfer, and revocation. Under RFC 1591, a transfer requires the consent of the incumbent CCTLD manager. Revocation refers to the process by which the IANA operator rescinds responsibility for management of a CCTLD from a manager. So these are some basic definitions we needed to clear up before moving on with the interpretation of revocation. The FOI working group interprets RFC 1591 to limit revocation to cases where the IANA operator reasonably demonstrates that there are persistent problems with the operation of the domain, or the manager continues to engage in substantial misbehavior. Despite the efforts of the IANA operator using all means at his disposal to resolve such conduct. So here we've got a very clear definition of what frames revocation for the IANA, according to the FOI working group. If a manager is engaged in substantial misbehavior, or there are persistent problems in the operation of a CCTLD, and substantial misbehavior and persistent problems in the operation of a CCTLD are specific terms, and they are here because they are the exact terms that are used in RFC 1591. So I'll start over again just to make sure everyone catches on. If a manager is engaged in substantial misbehavior or there are persistent problems in the operation of a CCTLD and the CCTLD manager is unwilling or unable to rectify the problems to the reasonable satisfaction of the IANA operator and or stop the offending conduct, the IANA operator may propose a transfer. So yes, we're being very clear here. In this part here, although this is the topic of revocation, we're saying the first tool, if you will, given the IANA only has three options, delegation, transfer, and revocation, if it's working with a CCTLD that is already delegated, then there are only two options left. There is a transfer and there is revocation. If there are issues, the IANA should propose to the operator a transfer. If the manager does not consent to a proposed transfer, the only mechanism available to the IANA operator to deal with ultimately intractable problems is revocation. So, if we've gone through the formalities of working with a CCTLD manager, there are issues which cannot be resolved. The manager does not wish to transfer the control of the CCTLD to another manager. The only option left for formal action by IANA is revocation. The FOI working group interprets the intent of RFC 1591 to provide revocation as the last resort option for the IANA operator. The IANA operator should use all means at its disposal to assist the manager to change conduct considered to be substantial misbehavior by the manager. Revocation should only be considered if the IANA operator reasonably demonstrates that the manager is unable or unwilling in an appropriate time frame to resolve specified material failures to carry out its responsibilities under RFC 1591 and or carry out those responsibilities in the manner required by RFC 1591. The key point to take away from this is that this is clearly framed as a last resort option for IANA. It should really try, this is what the working group is trying to color in this interpretation, adding the depth and the color, in that it really is a last resort option because there are very significant consequences to a revocation. If the IANA operator revokes a delegation, it should attempt, in collaboration with the significantly interested parties, to ensure the CCTLD will continue to resolve names until a suitable replacement can take over. So, within the context of IANA's global responsibilities on the Internet and to registrants, it's obvious that if it has to go to this last resort option to revoke the delegation, there is obviously a very real danger that the CCTLD may stop resolving names. And here we're trying to make it very clear that if at all possible in the context of a revocation, that the IANA operator should, with the significantly interested parties, and there is a definition of significantly interested parties, which we won't go through here, but if you are interested, you can go through some of our other work on this to ensure the CCTLD will continue to resolve names. The FOI working group believes it is consistent with general principles of fairness and with RFC 1591 to afford an affected manager the opportunity to appeal a notice of revocation issued by the IANA operator to an independent body. So here, what is being said in very clear words is that although a notice of revocation may be sent, there will be the opportunity to appeal to an independent body. Now, the FOI working group is not charged with developing the operational details of these things. And this is where we stop. We basically frame these questions and recommendations in a general context, and it will be for the IANA to take those and turn them into operational procedures that make sense for it. The FOI working group notes, however, that the IANA operator will rarely be in a good position to evaluate the extent to which a manager is carrying out the necessary responsibilities of a CCTLD operator in a manner that is equitable, just, honest, or except insofar as it compromises the stability and security of the DNS, a competent manner. Accordingly, the FOI Working Group interprets RFC 1591 to mean that the IANA operator should not step in regarding issues of equity, justice, honesty, or except insofar as it compromises the stability and security of the DNS competency, and that such issues would be better resolved locally. So here we're trying to add further color and depth to the recommendations regarding revocation, in that RFC 1591 mentions that an operator must do its work in an equitable, just, honest, and competent fashion. But a lot of those factors would be very difficult to evaluate against a standard and unique format. And therefore, we're just drawing the line that relative to IANA stepping in, those things would be better resolved locally. As mentioned earlier, the revocation recommendations from draft recommendations from the FOI working group are currently posted for public comment. This will be discussed at the CCNSO meeting Tuesday, the 19th of November in Buenos Aires. The comment period on the public consultation has opened 28 October and will close 20 December 2013. The reply period will be from 21 December to 31 January. There will also be an FOI working group meeting in Buenos Aires on Thursday morning, and these meetings are always open, and we welcome participation for people to come and see how the working group is doing its work. This has been Bernard Turcotte presenting the FOI working group update for Buenos Aires, discussing the results on revocation. And that is all for me. For Keith Davidson and myself, thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks, Bernie. And for the participants who are actually on the call, most of whom are members of the working group, I'd welcome any comments or questions or queries or suggestions. If not, I think that will fairly much wind up our work. Just one point I think that that we missed along the way is the idea that this working group is working strongly on the basis of consensus amongst the working group members. It's quite a large working group, and if you follow the link to the working group, you'll see there's around 30 members several of whom are not from the CCNSO, but various other constituencies in ICANN. We meet around every second week by teleconference between ICANN meetings. Each meeting is 8 hours different to the previous meeting, so it gives a constant rotation of time, and we have a commitment to never making a decision on the basis of one call, so that if the call is at the worst possible time for some participants, they'll get another chance in another 2 weeks at a more convenient time to them to participate. If it comes to the difficult topics, and certainly revocation has been a very difficult topic for us, we sometimes go on for many weeks or many calls on the same topic until we have developed a strong consensus around it. So I think we've remained unanimous all the way through on our final decisions, which is actually better than consensus. That's a methodology we've employed from the start, and that seems to have worked quite well. So, other than that, I see Cheryl has her hand raised. So, Cheryl.
Thanks very much, Keith. Cheryl, for the record. I just wanted to ask those of us who also like to keep our communities up to date on all of this. Is this slide deck able to be distributed during or at the end of the Bonasseries meeting, or what? For example, I would very much like to have it in the pack of information available to the at-large community.
It probably remains the property of the CCNSO until it's been through the CCNSO meeting on the Tuesday morning. And after that, we could open it up, or in fact, it probably will be linkable from the CCNSO website at about that time.
Terrific.
Would that suit you? Okay.
That's fine, thanks. Good.
Sorry, Keith. It will be posted anyway as soon as it's, and then it's out in the public area.
Oh, okay. And I see Bernie's just posted the link in the chat too. So already in the public arena, so that's fine. Okay, any other questions, comments or observations? Dev Anand has asked, significantly interested parties is defined. Yes, it is defined, and please have a look. If there's no other comments, I think this will provide a valuable resource for anyone who is looking to gather some better understanding of the topic of revocation, and it is a difficult topic, so I hope this provides a useful resource. Thank you, Bernie, and thank you, Christina, and Bart, for your support for this webinar, and with that, I'll draw this to a close. Thank you for your participation.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks a lot.